This is WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Illinois Governor Juliana Stratton has won the competitive Democratic primary race to succeed U.S. Senator Dick Durbin. Last night, Stratton celebrated her victory in Chicago, vowing to stand up to the Trump administration.
Courage inspired me to run. Courage powered this campaign. And courage will bring this fight straight to Donald Trump's door.
Stratton won 40% of the vote, overcoming tens of millions of dollars in ad spending from U.S. Representative Raja Krishnamoorthy, who came in second. Congresswoman Robin Kelly came in a distant third. Stratton goes up against former Illinois Republican Party Chair Don Tracy in the November general election. Meanwhile, Southern Illinois farmer Darren Bailey has won the four-way Republican nomination for Illinois governor. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal reports the former legislator and conservative firebrand will go head-to-head with Governor J.B. Pritzker for a second time this November.
It's deja vu for Illinois voters who remember the June 2022 primary elections. Back then, Darren Bailey trounced five opponents in that contest for the GOP nomination, and now he's won again. But he's learned a few lessons.
This time, I will listen to everyone, Republicans, Democrats, and independents alike.
Bailey, who touted President Trump's endorsement and called Chicago a hellhole 4 years ago, had rebranded his campaign to focus more on, quote, kitchen table issues like affordability.
Property taxes are driving seniors out of their homes that they built, families out of communities they love, and people out of Illinois altogether.
In Tuesday's primary, Bailey beat DuPage County Sheriff James Mendrick, video gambling mogul Rick Heidner, and Ted Dabrowski, former president of conservative think tank Wirepoints, who finished the night in second place.
The goal of defeating Pritzker and restoring the quality of life in Illinois has not changed.
To do that, Bailey will have a tall order in November when he faces Governor J.B. Pritzker, who is running for a historic third term.
It appears the Republicans have again nominated Darren Bailey as their candidate for governor. Remember him? Bailey wants to be the Donald Trump of Illinois.
The billionaire Democrat is trying to portray Bailey as, quote, too MAGA for Illinois.
He wants to take away a woman's right to choose. He wants to continue the Trump tariff taxes on groceries.
Pritzker ended last year with more than $23 million in his campaign fund, compared to a meager $35,000 in Bailey's account. Beyond that, Bailey lost Cook County by more than 700,000 votes in 2022 and four out of five collar counties. To avoid deja vu in this general election, Bailey says he plans to spend the next 5 months campaigning in Chicago. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
In local primary races, Republican Dylan Vansel won the nomination for Illinois' 17th congressional district, which takes in parts of the Quad Cities. The race for Rock Island County Sheriff will see Democrat Marcus Herbert face Republican Jamie Shoemaker. And 94th House District Representative Noreen Hammond lost the Republican primary for her seat to Joshua Higgins. Hammond has represented the district, which includes parts of Rock Island and Mercer counties, since 2010. In Iowa, the State House has passed a bill requiring state agencies and schools to verify that their employees are eligible to work in the U.S. Iowa Public Radio's Katerina Sostarek reports.
The bill would codify Governor Kim Reynolds' executive order requiring state agencies and boards to ensure new hires and license applicants are authorized to work in the U.S. It would also establish a presumption that people without legal status who are charged with a crime would be held without bail. Republican Representative Brooke Bowden of Indianola says the bill will establish consistent verification standards.
This bill reflects the basic principle. When Iowa government grants a job, a license, or legal privilege, we should verify eligibility under the law. That's responsible government.
Opponents say some eligible workers will be wrongly flagged as undocumented by federal systems. The bill passed 78-16 with bipartisan support. I'm Katerina Sestarek, IPR News.
And this is WVIK News.